Good morning. It is the Sunday, the 15th of June, 2014. Day 13 of the trip, and it is Sunday morning. It is overcast. I've just felt some sprinkles of rain, and I'm heading out again after last night's pod crawl. Feeling pretty good, actually, considering the amount of alcohol I had to drink last night. Then again, having said that, I don't usually mix my drinks. I don't usually mix my drinks, so it's a case of, oh well, I'm on the Southern Comfort, I'll stay on the Southern Comfort. And so I can have a lot and not be hungover or anything the next day. Whereas some other people, they mix their drinks. I don't know how I would have went, for instance. Rose says to finish, oh, I have a Jager bomb with me. And I'm like, dude, I don't think I could take a Jager bomb at this point. I normally don't do shots or anything. 70,000 tons of metal was an extreme exception to that rule. I was taking shots not knowing what they were. It turned out it was something in maple. So, no wonder the Canadians loved it. But overall, no, I'm feeling fine this morning. I just took my time getting up. I haven't had breakfast yet because I'm actually heading out for a Sunday roast at a pub with some frequent flyers. So considering that it's considering that it's like 10 a.m. now. Yeah, it's 10 a.m. now. Meeting them at 12. There's only a couple more hours that I have to wait. I haven't seen the 9:59 bus yet, so I may be in luck. The journey this morning will be a little bit different to yesterday. I'm heading down to Limehouse, which is on the DLR. Actually went through that area the other day. If the Jubilee line was running all the way through, I'd be able to get the Jubilee from Willesden Green all the way through to Canary Wharf and get the DLR from there. However, the Jubilee line is only open until London Bridge. So what I'll be doing instead is I'll be going as far as Waterloo on the Jubilee and then getting off the Jubilee and onto the Waterloo and City line that runs to Bank, get off of Bank and then get the DLR from there. And then I have to walk from West Ferry to the pub. And this is one of the good things about having data on my phone. When I get close, I'll be able to get directions, so that'll be good. And one of the benefits of doing the live trip review that I'm doing on the Australia Frequent Flyer Forum is that I can actually interact with people in something resembling real time. For instance, I've had a tour suggested to me that runs on Tuesday, a walking tour of London, which I'll be hopefully doing. So that's cool. There's also a link was posted in relation to steam train excursions and whatnot, which would have been good, but you know, I don't have time to get up there and check that out. There was one actually running yesterday morning. Not that I probably would have been up for it anyway, but yeah, some people there, Urquhart in town, you know, why don't a few of us get together and hang out, and you know, we know each other at a reasonable level, you know, we correspond and whatever on the forum, but in terms of, you know, actually physically knowing them, well, I don't know any of them yet, but it was good. I was hoping this would happen. You know, I didn't make any definite plans for the time that I was here, with the exception of the pod crawl yesterday. Everything else I made zero plans for the time I was here. And that's one of the things that sets this trip apart a little bit from the previous trips that I've done, the previous international trips anyway. With the last American one that I did, you know, it was very structured in terms of, pardon me, we get to this point, you know, spend so many days here, so many days there, so many days there, but consider that all apart from the couple of days that I spent in Abu Dhabi, I've just been in London. Like, I was planning to do a day trip or two on the Eurostar or out to the English countryside, but I decided there's so much to see and do here in London. When I was here in London in 2011 previously, it was again part of a bigger trip where I didn't spend too long in the one place, and so it's actually good to be here for a couple of weeks and to be able to you know, set your stuff up and get organised, and here comes the 98. I feel like I've done this before. Hello. Oh, hang on. It's my room key. I've done that before. There we go. Whoops, here's my room key again and not my Oyster card. Oops. Wilston Green High Street, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, nothing's open. I did this last Sunday. And a lot's happened in that week. It's, I look back at some of the photos I've uploaded, all of the photos that I've taken up until and including Friday night. I've uploaded those to Flickr, flickr.com/Urquhart, or if you search Urquhart on Flickr, you'll be able to find me and the photos that I've taken. But I was looking back at the photos and the like that I've taken, and it seems like such a long time ago. Seems like such a long time ago that I was in Abu Dhabi. You know, this is day 13 of the trip. The trip's almost basically half over already. When I do these trips, these international trips, they're usually a couple of months. But, you know, the trip's almost half over already. There's still lots to come. And still lots I'm going to see and lots that I'm going to do. And people that I'm going to meet up with. But, you know, the trip's almost half over already, which is come around so quick because it's a shorter trip. As I've said to various people over the last couple of weeks, I'm just not one of these people who can go overseas on a long-haul trip like this and basically just come over for 2 weeks and then go home again. I can't necessarily do that. So, one interesting experience I just had on the 98, apart from the fact that I used my room key again, and I didn't even take any notice of the beep. I just press it, "Oi," and then I heard a beep, and the bus driver sort of like, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Oh, sorry, it's my room key again." That was actually the first female bus driver that I've had. All the buses that I've taken throughout various parts of London over the last week or so, I've only had one female bus driver, and that was the bus driver just then. I know I had a couple of comments in relation to the photos that I put up of the male models of southern trains, where they were trying to humanise the staff and, you know, let them know what the staff have to do and everything like that. But, yeah, it's the first female bus driver I've had, which is very interesting when you consider the amount of buses that I've taken in that time. When it comes to staff on the underground, there's more female staff on the underground. Was it Houston or Paddington where the staff dress up and they've got the, for the ladies, the white shirts and the purple skirts? There seem to be quite a few women in and around there and on the trains, and you know, I've seen a few and heard a few female train drivers. So it'll be interesting to figure out the stats on that one. Yeah, I'm not sure that the buses situation is typical. I wonder if the figures are actually lower on the buses than, say, the underground. You know, there's no way, for instance, that I'd want to be a bus driver or a taxi driver or anything, or even to drive for that matter in London. That's a totally different way of driving altogether. You know, I wouldn't want to do that. Where is that? Could I be a tube driver here? Could I drive for the underground or the overground if given the chance? Hell yes. Hell yes, I would like to do that. The one part that I like about the tube drivers here is that they're allowed to make announcements, because any person on the train, so they have no choice.
Please all right inside, this train is now ready to depart. Stand clear. Mind closing doors.
that was interesting that I missed that
trip. And there is good service on all other lines not affected by planned engineering today.
It's interesting to notice the difference on today's train compared to yesterday. With a couple of exceptions where the driver wanted people to stay clear of the closing doors. There was no announcements such as, you know, the Jubilee's closed, South of London Bridge or whatever, compared to yesterday. Which was interesting to note. And, you know, as much as we might want to say how everyone should do it, that's not what happens. Maybe, having said that, to give that driver the benefit of the doubt, maybe when you get a bit closer, that might be an option. That's the country platforms. We don't want to be up there. My original plan was to actually catch the train to London Bridge, catch the Northern Line to Bank, let me get the ZLR from there. Having said that, then I decided change at Waterloo. This is one thing that I didn't take any notice of. The Waterloo and City line appears to be closed on a Sunday. I didn't take that into account. But what line is closed and timetabled to be closed on a Sunday? But it obviously is. There's barriers all over the place. So it says that it's open until 0:30 hours Monday to Sunday, closed on Sundays. I would have thought that that would have been made a little bit more clearer before I actually got all the way to the entrance to the platform. If there had been a sign at the main barriers, because I had to go through the barriers to say, hey, look, change trains. Would have been a lot better if there had been a sign as soon as the barriers. The Waterloo and Sydney is closed. So now I'm going to work out a plan B. So now I'm looking at the map. And there's a little footnote that says, yeah, there's a little footnote that says that it's closed. You go to Waterloo and there's a little a crucifix mark, and then you read the notes and it says, yeah, it's closed. But yeah, it would have been really good at a sign before I got to this point where it says, oh, by the way, the Waterloo City is closed on a Sunday. Now, how stupid is that? Okay, so my options are now, I can get the Bakerloo to Elephant and Castle and then get the Northern Line to Bank, or I can get the Northern Line to Kennington and then get the Northern Line again to Bank, or I can go all the way back to where I come from, back to London Bridge. So we won't do that, so we'll go on the Bakerloo to Elephant and Castle. And so now there's all these barriers. There's barriers that are actually closed. So I'll basically go on. I've got to go to Bank.
Bank. Take the Northern Line, Tottenham Court Road, and change there for the Central Line.
Okay, so say that bit again.
Change to Tottenham Court Road, my friend.
Okay, the Northern Line to Tottenham Court Road. Okay, thank you. Hello, my oyster's not working. I tried to tap on to go to Waterloo and City, and then I found it was closed. Okay, thank you. Okay, so what did he suggest? Waterloo.
Yeah,
Robert. To Tottenham Court Road and then get the Central. Or I could go. Okay, so let's have a look at this. Now, he suggested going to Tottenham Court Road. So I've got to go through Embankment, Charing Cross, Leicester Square, Tottenham Court Road. That's four stops. And then change for the Central. But if I go to the Bakerloo, I go two stops. Lambeth North and off on a castle, then change for the Northern. Where are we? Yes, I got on the Bakerloo. Bakerloo. Gotta head the same way anyway. That's the thing. I'm sure that there's nothing per se wrong with the way the customer service attendant said for me to go. And it may well be a cross-platform change which might make things easier, I'm not sure. But having said that,
ladies and gentlemen, as part of the continuous improvement in the Tube network, today there are planned track closures on the Jubilee line between London Bridge and North Greenwich, and further closures on the Circle and District lines at London Overground services. For my contract on the TFR services, please check the publicity, speak to a member of station staff, or visit the TFR website. And there is a good service on all other lines not affected by planned HGO today.
Let's head to the Bakerloo. See, it's always good to have a plan B. So, Bakerloo South.
Mind the noise.
Okay, we are here at Elf Castle. Thank you. could have stuck with my original plan to go for London Bridge, because as I turned out, I'd have to go for the London Bridge anyway. Let's get back to back.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to planned engineering works taking place today, the following lines are partially closed. Circle line no service between Grosvenor Road and Edgeware Road. District line no service between Edgeware Road and Wimbledon. Jubilee line no service between North Greenwich and London Bridge. And London Overground no service between Surrey Quays and Clapham Junction and between Camden Road and Winston Junction. In addition, Wimbledon City line is closed. Freight service will resume at 06:15 tomorrow morning. To plan your journey or TFL services, please check publicity, speak to a member of station staff, or visit the TFL website.
So, having a look at the map. If I had stayed on the Jubilee to London Bridge, I would have had to have got the Northern Line anyway. So while I thought it was quicker getting off at Waterloo, that didn't get to be the case. But if my original plan had have worked, if the Waterloo and City was actually open, it would have been sweet.
Change here for Bakerloo Line and Main Line Suburban Rail Services. This train terminates at Tyburn. The next station is Borough. Thank you. station is London Bridge.
Customers going to Canning Town can use London Overground services from Canada Water to Shadwell, or use the Northern Line service from this station to Bath. From either of these, they can travel by
If you go out the other way, maybe not. There's a sign here off the Northern Line platforms heading down to the DLR, and it says this area is under video surveillance. Any person seen urinating in this area will be dealt with by the police.
Thank you.
No worries. So for them to actually make a sign and to put it up obviously means that there's some sort of public urination problem there, because I think that perhaps people think that they're out of view there, so late at night they can just go their hardest. You know, it probably would have been sufficient to say this area is under surveillance and just left it at that.
Ladies and gents, please bear in mind that Central Line trains are not stopping at Bond Street. Passengers for the Central Line can change at the next station, Waterloo, and take the Bakerloo Line to Oxford Circus. Ladies and gents, the lift here at Waterloo is not in service. There is currently no step-free access at Waterloo.
Where are you wanting to go, guys?
Green Park, isn't it?
This station is Waterloo. Change here for the Bakerloo, Northern and Waterloo and City Line and National Rail Services.
We say Soho, we're always in Soho, but actually we haven't been in Soho for a long time. We haven't been together.
This train is ready to depart.
I still think it's
like... By the doors.
All the places we love, not this year.
I feel like we did. I feel like the Hems has changed ownership.
When I was in London, Dad used to come on like every
I feel like Dehens isn't Dehens anymore.
Yeah, but
I walked past the other day and I went, oh, it's Dehens, they had a French name.
Here for
Circle
and
Distance
Line.
Anything,
exit for Westminster Abbey and Houses of Parliament.
Well, what is this seat? No padding in it.
This train is ready to depart. Mind the doors, please. Mind the closing doors.
No, last year. I said, I'm going to take you to this restaurant. I gave you a voucher. I'm taking you to this restaurant. And we never went anywhere. Where did you go? Let's go there.
Ladies and gents, can I remind you that Central Line trains are not stopping at Bond Street. Passengers for the Central Line can change at the next station. Green Park, and take the Victoria Line to Oxford Circus.
I don't know.
station is Green Park. Change here for the Piccadilly and Victoria line. Exit here for Buckingham Palace.
Oh, thank you very much. That's fine. Thank you.
This train is ready to depart. Find the closing doors. Due to station upgrade works, there is no central line service from Bond Street. Is ready to depart. Mind the doors, please. This train is ready to depart. Mind the doors, please.